Welcome to Power CEOs, the truth behind the business. I'm Jen Godet, business strategist, entrepreneur, and investor.
Why are we here?
Because iron sharpens iron. And when I bring industry leaders, successful entrepreneurs, investors, and executives share what's working in business, and even what's not, we all learn and grow. As a result, our businesses grow, and that ripple effect impacts not only our teams and families, but also our communities and our world. Today, we're going to dive into a shift that is rapidly changing how people are getting discovered, how trust is being built, and how authority gets established in business. For years, business owners were told, focus on search rankings, SEO, content volume, and visibility hacks. But the landscape has shifted. Newsflash, AI entered the building. So buyers are no longer just searching, they're asking AI, which means the rules around credibility, visibility, discoverability, and influence are changing in real time. You're in luck because I brought Larissa Banting here. She is the founder and accredited publicist at LBPR. Larissa has helped authors, entrepreneurs, and experts turn visibility into authority and revenue. She's worked with major brands, built businesses across industry, and brings a really sharp perspective on how founders can remain visible and trusted in this AI business climate. Larissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jen.
I am so glad you're here. So we have had conversations offline about this, and the crux of the situation is if people don't know you, they can't trust you. And if they don't trust you, they can't buy from you. And I know people say, well, I do B2B, but ultimately there's a human somewhere making that decision. And in the past, it was, if my business shows up on Google, it would be enough. But now we might be behind. The next buyer might be searching and asking AI instead of going to a traditional search engine. So we've here, as business owners, we've heard, get ranked, get visible, win search. But that's not the game anymore. Tell me, in today's world where some people are still searching, but a lot more people are interacting with AI, what should business owners really be paying attention to through this shift?
Well, it's a really interesting question, Jen, because right now the statistics show that 69% of all searches, because you go and you Google and what comes up, it's of course the AI. And 69% of people never bother to click to any of the websites outside of that AI box. They go directly from whatever is coming up through AI as being, here's your recommended answers, here's your recommended experts, and they go directly from there to that expert. So if you're not being included in that search from AI, what we're calling AEO or GEO, the jury's still out on what we're gonna call this all, you're basically on Google Siberia, right? Like, it's like being like on page 52 in Google. And they're saying that by 2028, so within 2 years, that statistic is going to jump to 98%. So it is imperative that business owners today start diving in to the importance of being findable by AI, because we're at an inflection point. Way back when it first came online, and people were like, oh, well, do I really need a website? Oh, do I really need to get onto Facebook? That's the point we're at right now. So those who start now are going to be miles ahead of the competitors, and you're going to have a 100 mile start from everybody else.
Well, and I just want to reiterate, 69% of people are not going beyond that little AI optimized answer. That's huge. That's basically 70%. I mean, let's just make a round number. 70% of people are not going below what pops up. You're searching. They're all optimized at this point in time. So as a business owner, what should I be focused on? I mean, what's determining who is showing up in that little optimized AI box?
Well, I like to, explain this shift. I'm a huge fan of that movie Mean Girls. You probably remember it. So for those of you, if you remember back, there was like Regina George. She was the queen bee. She ruled the plastics, and she determined who got at the table. You know, the Google for the past 20 years with SEO has basically been Regina George. Are you spending a lot of money on, with Facebook ads? Do you have a bunch of cool backlinks to some really important sites? Like, it was about popularity. So if you were popular and if you knew how to even do the black hat backlinking and all that type of thing, you would make it up onto that first page, which was basically Nirvana. Well, now comes along AI, which is basically Katie Heron, right? Katie, mathlete, hangs out with the nerds, doesn't care about being popular. She's looking at who is knowing their stuff. Who's a real expert? Who's the authority? This is AI. So what AI is doing is like saying, I'm not going to look at your social media because you control that. I don't care how many backlinks you've got. What are the neutral third parties that are experts that are saying these people are the authorities to trust? So that's earned media, podcasts, being on in interviews, on magazines, newspapers, YouTube, LinkedIn articles, Reddit. So any of those locations where other people are saying, this is the expert, this is the authority that you need to check out. And that's what AI is taking from. It's so all of the kind of the SEO you've been working on all these years is doesn't apply.
Yeah. So basically, and it's been more and more irrelevant as time goes on, but at this point in time, it's pretty much been rendered irrelevant. If approximately 70% of people are no longer even going to the scroll, they're not even seeing those who are paying to be sponsored at that point in time.
Yeah.
They're only looking at that box. So folks, I just want to reiterate something that she said, and I want you to dive deeper into this, Larissa. Earned versus owned, right? Own is social media. My social media, me saying, look at me, I did this, is owned versus earned. So can you kind of give us a couple of examples? Because you mentioned things that some people would say, well, I have my own YouTube. So is that like that shows up? Like I wrote my own LinkedIn article. Can you share a little bit more clearly what is being pinpointed by the AI search engines and really moves you up in that optimization journey?
Yeah, because I mean, AI is looking for long form, basically long form content. So the thing about social media, yes, you're the one in charge of it, but what makes YouTube different is that it's long form content. So what AI is looking for is, are you giving expert information on your YouTube channel? So that's what that's looking for with Reddit, because you can't go on promoting yourself. You're going to get kicked off pretty quickly. So Reddit is looking for, what are the people on Reddit? Who are they referring to as being the experts? When it comes to like LinkedIn, again, when you're doing an article, that's a deep dive. We're not talking about posts. We're talking about articles. So you're showing your authority. And that's, again, it's different because what you post on, say, like Facebook or TikTok or Instagram is usually pretty self-promotional. So it doesn't want self-promotion. It's looking for who's got depth, who has the expertise and is showcasing that. But more importantly, it is the third party neutral, which is like being interviewed on podcasts, being featured in the media, that earned media. You can't pay to be there, right? There is some pay to play out there, like looking at you, Forbes Council, like that doesn't count. If you are in control, like, because that becomes advertising.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, looking for who's going to give a review, right? It's like looking at an advertisement that you're putting up for your restaurant versus going to Yelp or whatever, or, if you're Michelin stars, who's saying that this is a really good restaurant, who is not being paid to say this is a good restaurant.
That's absolutely right. So it really is getting back to, you have to know what you're talking about. You have to go vertical and add real value in these formats. And you need other people recognizing you, having you, and featuring you without the pay to play aspect, so that you've basically earned the right to be that expert, to be that authority speaking to this topic. So thank you for clarifying that. We only have just a few more seconds before we're going to have to take a break, but what authority signals are most entrepreneurs ignoring? I'm going to give you a, for example, like print has, you mentioned magazines and print. Well, forever print and even television was not giving the lead generation that social media was. So it kind of dropped off and a lot of people stopped doing it. So what are entrepreneurs and companies ignoring at this point in time that AI is really starting to pull from?
Definitely online magazines and newspapers. And I'm not talking like, oh, I have to get into Forbes or I have to get into Business Insider. Yes, that has a lot of pull, but do not discount the importance of the smaller niche publications. And, you know, and those, you can very easily be a contributing writer to them. You can, you have, probably have a much higher probability of getting an article about what you're doing in a niche publication, as opposed to pitching, you know, Forbes or one of the big A levels. And that's why, I mean, print, you have to think about this. It's not about, oh, it's a lead generator. It's an authority generator. And you've got to have both working for you. Yes, you got to fill that pipeline, but you can't fill the pipeline these days without having your authority pipeline nice and full.
Absolutely. We do have to take a brief break, but if you're loving the content, be sure to join the Power CEO group on Facebook. Join the conversation. Ping me on LinkedIn. Let me know what you want to hear more about. AI doesn't reference who shouts the loudest. It references who is validated the most. It's looking for that true expertise. After the break, we're going to break down where authority is actually being built today. Because if AI is pulling from those external sources, the real question becomes, where should founders actually be showing up? We'll dive deep into that in just a few moments. Welcome back to Power CEOs, the truth behind the business. Posting every day does not automatically make us visible. Sometimes it just makes us busy. Right now, everybody is creating content, more posts, more videos, more opinions, more noise. But attention is not the same thing as authority, and reach is not the same thing as trust. So I want to take us out of the theory of what AI optimization is and into the strategy. Larissa, if I'm a founder and I want to be known, trusted, and chosen as the, for example, the business consultant that somebody is going to choose, where should I
be? Well, that's a great question, Jen. And I'd say, like, the one thing that's really interesting about AI is that it basically has created two problems. On the one hand, you have to be out there in earned media so that you're being found for the search. The other problem is, because of AI, nobody trusts anything, right? We're in this trust economy, but it's like, oh, is that really a video or is that AI? Oh, did they really write that or was that AI? So again, AI has created this problem, but what's going to solve it is earned media. So getting out into third parties, the earned media, and that, what do we mean by that is you're not paying to be there. You are, the reason it's called earned is that you've earned the right. So if you can get yourself interviewed into magazines, really easy, I'm going to give you guys a great strategy, because one of the biggest platforms that AI is dragging from right now is Authority Magazine, which is online. It has got about 66 million readers, and that is one of the number one locations that AI is scraping to see who is an expert. And it has a plethora of options of topics that you can write about. So go to Authority Magazine, go see what stories there might be applicable to your expertise. They send you the question, you apply, if they say yes, we'd love to have you, they send you the questions, you answer the questions, and you've got it. So, and then AI is going to be able to find you. And that is a really easy strategy, and it's free because it, again, it's earned. So start there, then start looking for what are some small niche publications where you can go and present yourself as an expert in what it is that you're doing. Go and apply to be a contributing writer. A lot of these outlets are happy and eager to have experts write a 500 or 1,000 word article, right? Go do that. Get yourself, the other thing that is really helpful is press releases. Now, this is something that, you know, kind of went by the wayside the last like 20 years or so with the advent of the internet. But the great thing about press releases is that you do have to have a news angle. You can't be promotional at all. So you get your media release. It has to go through an editor before it is accepted. And once it is accepted, they will distribute it to over 400 media outlets. So now your message is on literally hundreds of media outlets on their websites. That is a signal to AI that it picks up. So I would say every 6 months, put a press release out about something that your business is doing. Did it hit a milestone? Do you have a new release? Do you have a new study? Is there something you thought, like you have a thought you know you want to showcase that, hey, this is what's going on right now, and here's how we're solving that problem. It's simple. It's not that complicated. Podcasts are one of the number one ways that you can start becoming seen by AI as an expert, because it is scraping the transcripts. So if you can get yourself as an expert, you know, what's your point of view? You can't just apply to a podcast, and make sure it's a specific podcast. Like if you can get into your niches, that is great. What's your point of view? You can't just like say, hey, hi, I'm Larissa. I want to be on your podcast. You have to say like, well, here's what's going to be of value to your audience. So the more that you can get out there with your story, with your point of view, then the more it's going to resonate and help you be found by AI. Now, another tactic, this is going to, again, it's super simple, but take a look at what is your footprint across the internet? Are you giving the same messaging in your LinkedIn, your social media, you know, like everywhere that you can be found? Are you saying the same thing? Because if you're talking about oranges in your LinkedIn profile, and then you're talking about bananas on your YouTube profile, then AI, when it's looking across the internet, it's like, well, I don't know what this person's expertise is. So it's going to bypass you. So, you know, take 30 minutes, look and see, am I giving the same signals across my footprint, or am I giving conflicting messages? And sometimes you're going to have to update your footprint if your messaging is being tweaked, or if you're, you know, going to say, well, this is now my point of view. Make sure that you are consistent across the board.
You know, I really want to highlight consistency, because the question that I know is coming up is, okay, so I heard you. You said do a press release. You said get on a podcast. You said go to a local publication and get an article. Is one enough, or is consistency also important at these other media sources as we build our credibility?
It's really important to have that same messaging across all of your platforms, right? So when you go to the media, you know, you want to be talking about the same type of topics. So think about your main topic being like an umbrella. What are the little spokes that you can explore where, so you're not just saying, you know, the same thing over and over, but all the spokes are leading back to being part of that same theme.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. So I just want to sort of highlight what Larissa is saying here, because she gave you guys an action step. She said, take 30 minutes. And one of the easiest things you can do is you can Google yourself. Don't do it from your device. Do it from a device that you're not normally working on. Go to someone else and on someone else's computer, ask them to Google you. Go into ChatGPT and look yourself up. Because when you do that and you go GPT or Claude, or it doesn't really matter which language model you're using, it will scrape and tell you what it is. The other thing that you can do is you can say, okay, this is fantastic. where are the places that I can optimize my online digital footprint? And it will literally tell you where your discrepancies are. It'll tell you any red flags. It'll say, oh, you have only owned media. So that's a really good action item so that you can start to put this into play, understand what your baseline is and what's out there now. So Larissa, I want to go a little bit deeper. You know, activity is not the same as positioning, and you've kind of talked about this with your example, but can you go a little deeper into that? Because it's really an important distinction. Just getting out there, just posting, just being on podcasts is not enough. Activity has to be very intentional. So can you talk about where founders can spend some quality time so that they can be positioned appropriately with the activities that they're taking instead of just spinning wheels?
Yeah, well, I would say definitely, you know, if you can get yourself consistently being interviewed on podcasts, and then because a great thing about podcasts is because you're now, you've got basically all these assets being handed to you. So take that transcript, turn it into an article that you can post on LinkedIn. You know, you can then turn it and a lot of these podcasts will have a YouTube channel as well. You can make a YouTube channel for yourself and just post all of your interviews onto that YouTube channel. So now, you know, when AI searches you, you have a home base where you're just being showcased in all these different podcasts as an expert, right? Easy to do. And again, you know, the more that you can take these assets and use them, like switch them up a little bit, because again, you're giving the same signals. It's a topic that you're discussing as an expert and showing your expertise. And you're just, again, it's like the spokes of that umbrella. So reuse these assets. You could even pitch the same kind of idea to an article. You know, it's again, the more that you can get out there with the same messaging, and I'm not saying you have to be posting every single day, but you want to make sure that you're showing up in different locations, right? Podcasts, take that material, put it on into a LinkedIn article. You know, take that podcast, put it into your YouTube channel, showcasing what you're doing. You know, take it and pitch an article or do be a contributing writer to a smaller publication. So that consistency and not just dominating one, like going, okay, I'm just going to do podcasts. Make sure that you're hitting all of the different locations that you can. If you, if you can even create a channel, like a profile on Reddit, and get out there and, you know, maybe make some, you know, get involved in the conversations, then your profile is going to start showing up on Reddit. And then that's giving another signal to AI to scrape from.
So the moral of the story is, folks, stop asking, how do I create more content? Create a content, appear on someone else's podcast, repurpose that, make an article out of that on LinkedIn, put it on your own YouTube channel, get involved in the conversation and have that consistent message. So content can build awareness, but context and consistency is what really builds authority. We do have to take a brief break, but we want to go a little bit deeper because even when we're visible, if our voice sounds like everyone else, we still disappear. So let's address that other side of the equation after these messages. Welcome back to Power CEOs, the truth behind the business. I'm Jen Godet, and I'm here with Larissa Banting, and we are talking about how to be seen and how to establish our credibility and our authority in an AI age. Well, guess what? The fastest way to disappear in the AI era is to sound like AI. So if you're just simply pumping out sludge content from a general AI, you're going to be lost in a sea of noise. Yes, AI can help us write faster. It can help us structure ideas faster. It can help us produce content at scale. But the problem is, so much content now sounds so polished, competent, and completely forgettable. So what I want to do, Larissa, with you here is explore that tension. How do I use AI without flattening what makes my brand the most powerful? My voice. What are signs that content has lost authenticity, even if it looks polished on the surface?
Well, you know, there's something to be said about rawness. And I think that that's what's really missing right now. Everybody, you said polish. Everybody wants to be so perfect. You know, oh, I don't want to step out of line because I won't look professional. And I think what's happening is we're seeing the pendulum is going the opposite way because everyone is so tired of everything being so, you know, nothing rocks the boat. Everything is so perfect. And so when something does show up that is kind of like just kind of hits you in the solar plexus of like, whoa, yeah, that's fresh. That's real. And that's what people are gravitating towards. So I think people have dulled down their voices because they don't want to offend. I think that's part of it. Oh, well, if I can't say that because then that segment of my audience might get upset, or I'm going to be narrowing down too much. If you're talking to everybody, you are talking to no one, right? Because face it, we can't please everyone. We are not Nutella. And I don't like Nutella. So even Nutella can't please everyone. So I think what I would say to everyone is don't be afraid to have a strong point of view because you need to repel the wrong people so that you can attract the right people. And that only happens when you are not afraid to plant your flag and say, here's who I am, here's what I'm about, and here's what I believe. And if, you know, I'm not for everybody, nobody is. So, you know, don't be afraid to be a contrarian. In fact, the media loves contrarian. You know, people love contrarian. Think about it, if you're scrolling and you see someone with this point of view that is completely out of left field compared to what everybody else is saying, what are you going to, you're going to do? You're going to stop and read that. Or you're going to stop and listen if it's like you see this headline of a podcast title, because that piques our curiosity. And humans, we are so curious. We're like cats. So if you want to capture the attention, you have to show what you really believe in. And don't be afraid of some people saying you're not for me. You're not supposed to be for everybody.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And I immediately go to authenticity. And one of the things that's being bled out is authenticity, because people are using AI as a way to generate content at scale, but it sort of neutralizes your voice. And so I would argue, and I'm interested if this is your thoughts as well, I believe that authenticity is the new competitive advantage. And I also believe that when we show up a little bit more raw, that is also a competitive advantage, because the reality is what AI can't do is replicate lived experience.
Oh gosh.
It's great at the knowledge base. It's great at giving you a structure and imitation, but it doesn't have your lived experience. So I think that's where the authentic storytelling and the different tonalities of voice has to come in. And if we're using AI to do that and scrubbing it completely, we lose that particular aspect of who we are. I'd love your thoughts on this.
I mean, I think your humanness, like being human, is the new currency along with trust, because that's what people like, you know, everyone's so tired of the fake stuff that's being pumped out by AI. When it is someone real and it is someone who's like sharing something that is universal, that's what's resonating. And you know what? And it's the beauty in the flaws. Don't be afraid to, you know, like be human. Like we all make mistakes. Like, oh gosh, like, you know, I did this and this didn't work. Well, people can learn from that. And also what that's doing is it's lowering that bar of being like, oh, look at them, they're so perfect. Because the moment you show that, hey, I'm just like you, that is where people start having that connection. And they are like, that's how you start building true fans. Because people don't want someone that's on a pedestal. They want someone that they can relate to.
You're absolutely right. And let me ask you the next question, because I know people are going to ask, and I've spoken on this a lot before, both on this show and in other places. But as someone who is a PR expert, I mean, this is your area of expertise, creating authority, credibility, et cetera, and helping people to get that earned media. Like, what, as a founder, should I never outsource if I want to remain credible and authentic?
Never outsource your experiences, because those are yours and yours alone. And what you have gained, the knowledge you have gained from doing great things, but also doing some not so great things, don't be afraid to showcase that. And don't try to just outsource it so that you take on someone else's experiences, because people can smell that like dogs can smell fear, or, you know, salespeople's desperation because I got to make a sale this month, right? You need to own your authority from the cuts, the bruises, the crowns that you've achieved over the years. And only your experience is your experience. You have nobody else on the face of the earth. All these billions of people, no one can have had the same experience as you. And that is the beauty in all of its, you know, the great stuff, and also the fuzzy, maybe, I don't really know if people would really want to know this, but people do want to know that, because everything has a learning moment. And if you can share that journey and maybe spare someone, you know, the heartache of what you went through, they can also learn from that, as well as all of the amazing, like, oh, gosh, this was really wonderful. Here's what you need to do so you can have an amazing experience like this as well.
You know, I have a story about that exactly. And I think that this is really relevant for all of you who are watching. I was meeting with an entrepreneur in their 20s this week. Now, y'all, my daughter is about to be 30. So I'm considerably older than that. And I've been in business since 2001. So yeah, that's 25 years of business experience, hard knocks and all. And I was running teams before that. And so she said, the entrepreneur said and made a comment to me. And I said, you're experiencing me as I am today. You're getting 25 years of mistakes, doing it wrong, living through the internet evolution, the social media evolution, everything that I missed out on, and how I think now. That's 25 years of experience. So you cannot compare you, who've never had any experience as an entrepreneur, and the decision that you just made because you just launched your business, to the decision that I would make with all my bumps and bruises. But as a business consultant, that's why you hire somebody with the experience, so that you don't make the same mistakes and we can cut the path. So I told some of the stories of my failures, and that immediately got the aha. Because if they're only experiencing us with after our bumps and bruises, but they didn't see the journey. And I feel like that's social media. I feel like social media has been all of the highlight reel without the actual journey. And so what's really hitting now, folks, is we want the bumps and the bruises. We want the scars, the scabs, the things that screwed up. I mean, I have literally on this show forgotten what my name is when I introduced myself, and I just kept it rolling. I didn't do another take. Why? Because it's real. And so I think that's the moral of the story and what Larissa is talking about. Authenticity is your whole lived experience. We cannot give that to AI. That should be that is our most defensible asset. And so the moral of the story is you can use AI for structure, for speed, for support, to help you, to optimize, to give you your summaries, but you should never replace your perspective, your opinion, your lived experiences, because that's where your differentiation lies. Larissa, how can people reach out to you if they would like to learn more about incorporating this or engage, or how to get more earned media? Because I think it's a good point for you to sort of let people know how they can interact and go deeper on this conversation.
Absolutely. Well, you can reach out to me. My website is LBPR, which is BEEPR.com. And I actually have a an AI audit on there that you can sign up for. And it's a free, it's like take you maybe 10 minutes, but you follow the prompts and it's going to show you what is your footprint across the internet. Who's coming up as, who's AI recommending as the expert in your particular niche? And then what do you need to do to start getting yourself to be in that little box that 69% of everyone is clicking to find their next, you know, expert that they would want to work with, so that you're not lost in that Siberia of Google's that's page 55.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for that. I wanted to make sure that we highlighted that since we were just talking about exactly how do I show up online and how to do this. So remember, folks, AI can help you to produce content, but it cannot build your authority for you. We do have to take a brief break, but next, we're going to talk about where this is heading, because what we're seeing now might only be the beginning. And wouldn't you like to jump ahead of everyone else and be perfectly positioned so that you show up first every time? We'll be diving into that next. Welcome back to Power CEO's Truth Behind the Business. I'm Jen Godet, and I'm here with Larissa Banting. We have talked about how the businesses that are going to win today and in the future are not necessarily the loudest. They're the most trusted by both humans and machines. We have to remain authentic. We have to keep our voice and our lived experiences, and we have to be optimized, showing up in those optimized searches. So Larissa, we've talked search, we've talked authority, we've talked visibility, voice, authenticity. Let's zoom out a little bit and look to the future, because for the founders in here, the executives, this is not just a marketing trend, it's a complete business shift. We're talking about discoverability, trust, market perception, and ultimately our revenue. So how do you see PR evolving over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, we're seeing a real revival right now in PR. So I've been in PR for 30 years, so I've seen a lot of ebb and flow over the years. And I think for a while there, a lot of founders were looking at PR as like, oh, that's a nice to have. One day, you know, we'll get there. Whereas now, interesting statistic for you, there was recently a survey done with 300 founders and CEOs, and 92% have increased their spending for PR. Not for vanity, but because they understand what's coming down the pipelines and what's actually what's here right now. So if you're not getting ahead by getting yourself into earned media, because the other thing about earned media, which is amazing, is an evergreen effect, right? Unlike social media, where, you know, it disappears from the feed within a day or whatever, being on a podcast, being in print, whatever, is going to continue to give you dividends over months and even years. And I have a client who was on a podcast almost 4 years ago. She is still getting subscribers, new subscribers to her email, like every week. And that's the beauty, is that it's there, because when people search you and when AI is looking across all the different platforms, it will find, you know, all of these different articles and podcasts you've been on, and that all kind of, it's like you're putting money in the bank, your visibility bank, I think is the way to say it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And it's really funny, because I did a podcast, gosh, 2017 or 18. And that's the one people find the most, because it's been viewed the most over the longest time. So when people first meet me, they've pulled that up. Well, I mean, that was 8 or 9 years ago. Like the stuff that I talked about there, it was relevant then. I mean, some concepts are still relevant, but like I've got an additional 9 years of living in me and have evolved since then. So it's really interesting how long that longevity actually is. So let's talk. What should founders stop doing immediately if they want to remain credible and relevant through this shift?
Stop paying to play. Like that, I cannot say that loudly enough, because it's not helping you. And people, they figured it out, right? Because pay to play is basically advertising. You're in control. You're paying the piper, so you can call the tune. So stop with the pay to play. I mean, you know, the Forbes Council, the Rolling Stones Culture Council, all of that, it's not getting you anywhere. And unfortunately, what's been happening is that's kind of tainting a lot of other media. But like I said, like, yes, you want to try and get into the larger media outlets for sure, because that is a great signal to AI that, oh, look at, you're in A-level media. A place that you can get started is just sign up for something like Haro or SOS or Quoted, because you've got reporters who are working on stories and they're looking for experts that they can quote. So if you don't have a publicist, sign up, because you literally get emails into your inbox every day saying, here's who we're looking for to interview. You have answer, and you could end up, like, we've had clients in the New York Times, Business Insider, Forbes, you name it, because of using these platforms where journalists are bringing the mountain to Muhammad, so to speak. So get involved. It's really basic. Start getting yourself onto podcasts with a really specific point of really build in into what's your specialty. What do you want people to know you for? And maybe that's a contrarian voice. Fantastic. That is going to make those ears perk up and people lean in. So again, find what is your authentic voice. What from your experience do you want to really lean into, so that you're planting that flag on what's your territory, and don't be afraid to own it.
You know, I think that's a very powerful statement. So for those of you who are watching, you're like, that's not going to impact me. Oh, I'm super small. I don't need that. The answer is yes, you do, because I'm still every day hearing about SEO, 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 and old school ways of thinking. That's not working anymore. So what we're talking about is where brand, media, reputation, and discoverability all converge. And that's, you know, earned media. It's being in print. It's being in a variety of places. So ask you what else is going to come up is, well, how do I measure this? I can't really measure an ROI on some of these types of PR and media. What would your answer to that question be?
Okay, PR is not marketing. And I think maybe that's why a lot of people have, like, we'll deal with PR at some point, because we're kind of like the redheaded stepchildren of the marketing world. No one quite knows what we do, or where we fit in. So PR is not advertising. It's not marketing. Oh, number of articles or X number of podcasts, and I'm going to get X number of sales. It doesn't work that way. You have to think that PR is basically, it's the foundation on which you are building your advertising and your marketing. Because if you don't have that bedrock of trust and authority, no one's going to buy from you. So the ROI, don't get fixated on that. All right. Because it's like a little here, you can't really grasp a hold on it, because how do you measure trust?
It's a lot easier to measure loss of trust than it is to measure trust. Exactly. You're absolutely right. So if you want to stay relevant, you need to build authority in layers, folks. PR is part of your branding and credibility. If your branding and credibility is on point, then your marketing works better and it's easier to close sales. It's simply a layered approach. It's more of a foundational approach. And it's more and more important in an AI age. So when you think about staying relevant, think about, yes, you need to still show up on your platform, because you control your platform and your narrative, and that's a piece of the puzzle. You want to show up on other people's platforms, their podcasts, in publications, et cetera, because what that does is that gives you that third party validation. And if you don't have all of these layers, your platform, other people's platforms, the third party, very highly respected validation layers, if it's missing, then your credit is incomplete. So in an AI economy, visibility gets you noticed, authority gets you selected, and validation is what gets you paid. Larissa, we do have to come to a close. How can people reach out to you if they would like to learn more?
Well, you can go to my website, it is lbpr.com. And I've got, like I said, I've got the AI authority check that you can go through and see where are you showing up, how are you showing up, and where are those gaps so that you can fix it. And yeah, happy to hear from you. And you can also just email me, info@lbpr.com, or actually Larissa@lbpr.com, sorry.
Thank you so much for showing up, for lending your expertise, and just being here to add value to everyone who is watching. I really appreciate you, Larissa.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Jen.
So folks, Larissa's helping founders, experts understand that visibility alone is not enough. It's about authority. It's about trust. It's about being discoverable in a world where AI is increasingly deciding who gets to be seen and who is ignored. She wasn't talking about just more content. What she was talking about was smart credibility, the foundation, and consistency across your platforms. What I love most about this conversation is it's a reminder for all of us that the rules have changed, and they didn't change slowly. It's not been subtle. The rules are completely changing. And so if we want to lead in this new era, this AI era of optimization, we can't focus only on being seen. We need to focus on being trusted, referenced, and believed. That's where authority lives. That's why you're watching this show. You're watching me because I bring those credible experts to you. So think about how can you be that credible expert in your space. Thank you for joining us for this conversation. I really appreciate you here. But remember, if you've just watched and you didn't take action, nothing happened. So do that audit on Larissa's website. Get on podcasts. Those are your action steps for the week. Unfortunately, all things come to an end, including this show. But the good news is we'll be here same time, same station next week. Until then, win today, win this week, and I'll see you next time.